to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
That song actually makes my heart hurt, Steve, I have to admit. When the Eagles and Patriots take the field on Sunday, fans in Philly and Boston will be in their team's colors. But what about those fans who can't stand one or both of the Super Bowl teams? To talk about the anti-fans dilemma, I'm joined by Mary Ingram Waters. She's an honors faculty fellow at the Barrett Honors College at ASU and studies sports fandom. And Mary, first off, let's define our terms. What is an anti-fan?
So anti-fans are actually very close to fans in terms of their behavior. The anti-fan and the fan differ really only in terms of the motivation. So anytime you look at fans or anti-fans, you think about what fans are doing as a collective. If you like something, you like it. But if you like it with a bunch of other people, then you're now a fan. Same goes for the anti-fan. If you hate something, you might not even if you hate a show, you might not even think about the show, you might not watch it. But if you hate it enough to hate it collectively with other people, now you're an anti-fan.
So do you find that, for example, for the Super Bowl, people who just don't like the Patriots, for example, are going to gather at a particular bar to watch the game and all cheer for the Patriots to lose?
So not only is that absolutely going to happen, there's going to be a set of either Patriots fans or Eagles anti-fans at the same bar. And the fact that there will be some let's call it friendly tension between the different groups of fans will increase everyone's enjoyment.
Do you get the sense that this year's Super Bowl will see more of an anti-fan presence? Maybe last year as well with the Patriots in it as well. Are the Patriots one of those teams that people really seem to love to hate?
Absolutely. And not just the Patriots, but the Patriots has a very public face in Tom Brady and in Bill Belichick, the head coach. Even the owner, Robert Kraft, is a pretty prominent figure. And so there's a public face. You don't just hate a team in the abstract. You hate the coach. You hate, you know, the most dominant player. You really visualize in concrete ways the things that you hate about the Patriots, not just that they always win, which is enough to garner you an anti-fandom.
So I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm familiar with the concept of a lot of people despising the team that I care very passionately about and root for. As a fan, if you are a Patriots fan, how do you try to counteract that? I mean, do you just wear your Tom Brady jersey everywhere you go this week?
Well, so since we are talking about the Patriots, I think whether or not you and I might be anti-fans to the Patriots ourselves, we have to acknowledge.
I am, I will say, in full disclosure.
The Patriots, they are dominant. They're an amazing team. They're consistent. If you're a Patriots fan, you have a lot to be proud of. There's no shame in your game. Okay, so Deflategate. But there's you might have to defend yourself a little bit and your team's choices. But you know, there's a lot there to be proud of. And again, if anti-fans are always in opposition to fans, and if people love the same things that people hate, that's what gives maybe being a fan a kind of meaning or a high stakes.
Everybody needs a rival kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about the Eagles now. And I will, in full disclosure again, I don't like the Eagles either. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, so they're in the same division. So for this Super Bowl, I really kind of hope both teams lose, which is a difficult place to be. Eagles fans have this reputation, and right, one can argue it's earned or not, of not being the nicest human beings on earth. And there are people in my family who are Eagles fans, and they're lovely human beings, I will say that. But in a situation like this, do you think that there will be more anti-fans for this particular Super Bowl on both sides than maybe in previous Super Bowls?
So it certainly seems that way. However, I bet when push comes to shove, people are going to, if they're anti-fans of both the Patriots and the Eagles, meaning they hate them both, or maybe they're just anti-fans of Eagles fans, but for whatever reason, they hate the Eagles. My guess is they're going to hate the Patriots more and hate the Eagles less. And that may have to do something with what I was saying earlier about the ways in which you can really visualize in a concrete way your hatred of the Patriots because they've got a public face. And that's because of the particular circumstances of the Eagles. People don't necessarily know the Eagles owner's name or the head coach. You can hate the Patriots in a really concrete way. And even if you hate the Eagles, it's in a far more abstract way. But anti-fans, they're still good for the Super Bowl economy. They still show up to the games. They still buy everything. So they're still there.
Yeah, if you're a pizza place or, you know, a advertiser that is advertising during the Super Bowl, it probably doesn't matter to you if people are watching because they love one of the teams or despise the teams, right? They're watching. Their eyeballs are still there.
They are, and they're still ordering pizza, and they're still going to parties, and they've still, you might even say, whether they're anti-fans of the teams or not, they're still fans of the Super Bowl.
At the end of the day, is there kind of an element of life's too short to this that, like, life is too short to really despise a sports team? Like, what difference does it make to my life if the Patriots win or the Eagles win? Like, it doesn't really matter. So why do I care so much?
That's such a great question. I think I would ask it with or answer it with saying life is too short. So, you know, love who you're going to love and really hate who you're going to hate and enjoy hating them. You know who Tom Brady is. Know about Deflategate. Have an opinion about it. Hang out with your friends at a Super Bowl party and just enjoy kind of reveling in how much you might dislike a particular team, because you're it's still a form of camaraderie and you're still having a good time.
Mary Ingram Waters is with the Barrett Honors College at ASU. Mary, thanks a lot. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thank you.